to Market Unplugged, a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
You're listening to Markets Unplugged, the show which looks back at the market action during the week and also tells you about the key things to keep an eye out for in the coming week. I'm Santosh Nair and I have with me CNBC TV 18 National News Editor Prashant Nair on the show. Prashant, pleasure to have you here with us today.
Hi Santosh, it's great to be here as always.
So Prashant, you were mentioning last week that gains beget more gains, and we've had a similar scenario playing out with markets continuing to climb higher. So what is the outlook now?
I think momentum is very, very strong, Santosh. For the week, the Nifty is up 1.5%. So it still looks up and up, although at least, I mean, in the conversations that I've had over the last couple of days with market participants, there has been some amount of cautiousness and little anxiousness, which I can sense from people that I speak to. And these are institutional investors. These are large HNIs, etc. But for now, I think we are very, very clearly in the grip of a very strong momentum move on the upside. Third week in a row, we've had strong gains. Actually, you know, it's been almost 5 weeks of gains, except that 6 weeks of gains, except that 1 week in the middle, we had a flat kind of a close, slightly negative. But besides that, it's just been one way up for a long, long time now. And I think, you know, unless we get something really bad in terms of, and we have an important data later today on which is the non-farm payrolls, the jobs number in the US, and that may shake up things one way or the other. Things look pretty all right, even though there is a little edginess amongst people, as I told you, I speak with.
Okay. So, Prashant, we are seeing more interest in second-line stocks. Of course, quite a few of these companies have reported better-than-expected earnings for the March quarter. What's the key driver right now? And why is there so much interest in mid-cap stocks?
So all kinds of reasons. I mean, for example, you take what happened with the so interest is very high in that space in any case. So and one thing is clear, that there is a fair bit of retail interest as well, right? Retail HNI interest in mid caps, etc. I mean, institutional mutual fund interest, etc. as well. But there have been pockets of gains, right? I mean, you take, for example, let's talk about auto ancillaries. I mean, Madison Sumi reported numbers. Numbers were strong. Management commentary was not. But that it did fire up the auto ang space. Bharat Forge reported numbers from the same space. Again, both are global facing kind of names. So that fired up stocks in that space. You look at PNB Housing, the deal which happened with Carlyle. That fired up the entire housing finance space. PNB Housing itself is up some 60-70% in the last couple of days, actually, since the deal was announced. I think there has been LIC Housing, for example, Indiabulls Housing. I mean, that entire space is something which is fired up. Gold financing is another space. It's a small space, not too many listed players, but pure gold financing companies. But Muthoot reported a very good set of numbers. Muthoot, Manappuram, a couple of other banks, finance NBFCs with large gold loan portfolios have been doing well. So I think it's really scattered in terms of, where the action is. But I'm just kind of obviously skipping through the large, clear kind of winners pockets where there was activity. But I mean, you're right. I mean, the activity is much more widespread across smaller segments, more specific areas as well in the mid and small cap space.
Also, you had said that steel may start performing again, and that also has again come true. We've seen the metal index rising close to about 5.5% this week. So, what does an investor do right now? Is it time to book profits, or should it double down?
I mean, if indications are, and there is a bit of global element in this as well in terms of US dollar, and that may depend on this jobs number I was talking about, since we're talking about next week, so it's kind of near term. But I think otherwise, I think it's. I would say one still stays long in the space because, I mean, indications are that demand is very, very strong. All the noise from China has not been able to lead to large price correction in underlying metal prices. You look at copper, nickel, zinc, lead, aluminum. I mean, prices are still holding. So steel, for example, we've seen a large price increase in the month of June. We discussed that last Friday. So I think it's a space where one stays, I mean, if one is long, one stays long or looks for opportunities to add.
Real estate, the other big performance of this week. So what is the factor out there? Is it just momentum or does it have to do with some improvement in fundamentals?
I think it's both. What started it off is, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when we got numbers from lots of real estate companies, that, I mean, if you actually put down, key comments from pretty much all the listed real estate players, it's actually been pretty positive. All of them are in much better shape, balance sheet wise. And they're all guiding towards much better demand going forward. They seem pretty confident. And I had spoken about this a couple of weeks back. So that is, I think, that's probably the main reason why we have stocks doing so well. But I think apart from that, when, things do well, there is more money which chases those stocks higher, and that's basically momentum. So we've got a fair bit of that as well. I mean, the index, as you said, almost 7% plus over the last 5 days.
Also, Prashant, the chatter around inflation seems to be getting louder, be it US or China. Do you see this probably as a major spoil sport for global equities in the days ahead?
I would actually say that at least, inflation expectations, right? I mean, I would say are starting to, if anything, peak off in the US. If you look at market pricing of inflation expectations, that is also starting to look a little toppish now. So unless, of course, things start to run very, very hot and continue to run very, very hot, I mean, I think maybe, this perhaps is a story which will remain relevant, but will it cause a major shakeout? I don't know. I just want to spend 1 minute, Santosh, on this data which we are expecting from the U.S. So this is the non-farm payrolls number out of the U.S. And this is perhaps one of the most important we will see in some time, purely because data is for the month of May. The reason this is very important is because the month of April was very weak. I mean, it was in the 200,000 range in terms of job additions in April. And the expectation was that it'll be very strong. So it missed massively. People blamed one-offs, etc. But the headline is what grabbed, and that was very weak. This time, the consensus expects 653,000 jobs to be added in the U.S. economy in the month of May. If it is some, but it varies widely. I've seen estimates as high as a million. Now, the point is the base case for the market is that, the Fed starts to talk about not do tapering, but starts to talk about tapering in the Jackson Hole meeting that is in August. But if this number today is actually a million plus, I mean, market expectations of when Fed starts to talk about tapering will be brought forward. And I think that will be interesting to see. And because, there is a meeting, there's a Fed meet in June, and post this data, the Fed basically goes into a blackout period. So I would say this is a pretty important one to watch in that sense. I mean, in terms of how Fed policy may be impacted and the linkage with inflation, et cetera. And that is, of course, as you said, I mean, ties back to the question you asked about inflation and how hot the economy is running.
And last question, Prashant, you mentioned about the mood being slightly cautious, especially among HNIs and retail investors. So what are the key things that you'd keep an eye out for in the short term?
I think it is. I mean, so one large investor that I spoke to, and his concern exactly was this, which is global inflation and the fact that it will essentially at the end of the day lead to rates moving higher, and that should cap equities as it traditionally has. So I think that is number one, and the most the very near term, the manifestation of that will be seen through these jobs numbers in the US. So I think when we come back on Monday, I'm pretty sure it'll be a big talking point one way or the other next week. I think, and I think that'll in a way set the tone. I mean, imagine if the number comes a million plus, right? And if expectations of tapering move forward, then you know a lot of what we are talking right now may turn on its head, because and I think, I mean, we've discussed this in the past as well. I mean, you know, this entire market rally, momentum, etc., growth expectations. I mean, the underlying overlay really is very easy money for a longer period of time. So once you start to poke holes in that argument, I mean, you know, things will change pretty quickly. So I would say, I mean, the number one thing is the jobs data and how the market interprets it. I think that will set the tone when we come back next week. Otherwise, I mean, I think we've spoken about sectors, you know, metals, there is the real estate space, which I think will continue to attract attention. Bharat Forge numbers came on Friday, Santosh, and numbers are excellent. And I think, you know, we will see overall earnings upgrades for Bharat Forge as well. Stock did well, by the way, on Friday, but I think there should be more earnings upgrades from Bharat Forge. So that's, again, something else to watch out for.
Well, Prashant, on that note, call an end to this show. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insights with our listeners.
Thanks very much, Santosh. Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.